All right, what's going on now? Here we go. Closing arguments in the Derek Chauvin murder trial are scheduled for today, following nearly 3 weeks of witness testimony. According to AP News, today the prosecutors will draw on expert testimony, the video, and other evidence to explain how white officer Derek Chauvin's actions on May 25th, when he pinned George Floyd's neck to the pavement with his knee for nearly 9.5 minutes, were, quote, a substantial cause of Floyd's death. That's the prosecutor's job, and they'll highlight testimony from top Minneapolis police officers and officials and outside use of force experts that an objectively reasonable officer would not have used that kind of force. Meanwhile, on the defense side, defense attorney Eric Nelson will try to persuade jurors that elements of testimony he elicited from prosecution witnesses and his own witnesses add up to reasonable doubt over what caused Floyd's death and whether Chauvin is responsible. So okay. Those are the two opposing sides.
I have one question
have to be in closing.
For anybody saying that they don't think that they're trying to lay reasonable doubt that this man's knee on this man's neck was not the cause of his death. Let me ask anybody who saw the video. Do you think that that man that you saw in the video in the store, do you think that 9 minutes and 46 seconds later, based on what you saw in the store, did he look like he was about to die?
No.
You mean prior to?
Yeah, as he's saying.
Yeah.
Well, they got a video of him in the store.
In the store, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What did this man look like in the store that would make you think?
In 9 minutes.
If everything had been just left, if he'd gotten his car, then 9 minutes and 46 seconds later, he'll be dead. So how are you going to try to tell me that his knee on his neck was not the cause of his death? When if he had never put his knee on his neck, this man probably thousands chance would still be living.
Well,
you caused the death.
Yeah, they tried everything. Exhaustion.
I can't breathe.
Drugs.
Look, I'm gonna tell you. Do you know the number one cause of death in this country?
Not breathing. Heart disease. Huh?
Yeah.
No. When you stop breathing. That's the number one cause. Once you quit breathing. I about assure you.
Yeah.
That's it.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
People done beat cancer. People done beat dementia. People done beat lung disease. People done beat heart disease. You can't beat not breathing.
Yeah.
For that long anyway.
No,
I just, you know, I mean, we all saw it. We all saw it on the tape. So, I mean,
this is racism. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, finish your statement.
No. Go ahead. You can finish. I'm just saying we all saw on the tape. We just all saw it. You can go ahead. Yeah.
I was just saying this is also about racism. And the prosecution here are going to bring that up, too. It's part of that. And it's just with the jury, with them deliberating, this is just common sense now. You get in this room and you see this man had his knee on this man's neck for 9.5 minutes and he died as a result of that. Yeah. Period. Yeah. Period. Yep. That's the end of this.
Chauvin's attorney know he did it.
Yeah. Right. You're right. His attorney saw the tape. You're his absolutely saw, right, Junior.
He's trying his best.
It. Yeah.
And
this country has a thing that says you're innocent until proven guilty.
Until proven guilty.
And in the proven guilty, it has to be beyond a shadow of a doubt. Mm-hmm. So all a defense's job is to show reasonable doubt. Make you wonder about anything. So their whole defense is not that he didn't kill him, but maybe he died from something else. If he hadn't had fentanyl, maybe if this right here. No, man.
Yeah.
Partner.
Partner. Why didn't he take the stand? Explain your story.
Yeah.
Explain what happened.
Well, yeah, he pled the fifth. Yeah,
but he pled the fifth.
Yeah.
The fifth.
Yeah.
Now carbon monoxide got something to do with it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Boy,
all
they
right.
Shot that
well,
down so fast.
We'll be watching for sure. We'll be watching. We're going to switch gears. And coming up next, it is Junior in for the nephew with a prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.